Well, even as the Ray Rice mess continues to consume the NFL, the league has another ongoing problem to deal with: concussions. There were 8 reported concussions in NFL Week 1, and it's something that's been seen in youth football, too. So the NFL is trying to teach moms of young players about the risks and how to prevent concussions. That's a program that has its critics. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Colorado Public Radio's John Daly reports.
Defense, you're already ready, right?
9-year-old Braylon Powell and his teammates have their pads and light blue helmets on as they run through drills at a park in Aurora, Colorado. 2 years ago, his team, the Cougars, was warming up for a game.
We were just practicing and I got hit by the center and my head just started hurting.
Latoya Cook is Braylon's mother.
He couldn't remember his name. He couldn't count 3 fingers when I put him up in front of him. He was just really out of it.
She later realized it was a concussion. Once Braylon started feeling better, he begged his coaches to go back in. After halftime, he did. Ever since that game, he's had headaches.
I just get hit and then they just come sometimes.
I'm definitely nervous about the hitting and the tackling because he will run the ball sometimes, which means that he's going to get hit a lot.
Those concerns led Latoya to attend a mom safety clinic at the Denver Broncos Stadium in late August. It was hosted by the team and Heads Up Football, an initiative affiliated with the NFL, aimed to make the game safer.
Ready, shoot!
About 200 mothers of young players go through a tackling drill. The coaches emphasize keeping the head up to avoid injury. Wayne Voorhees is running the drill. He trains youth coaches about safety.
You can't eliminate all injuries. It is a tough sport, but you're definitely going to eliminate as many as you can.
The National Football League is under pressure to take a lead in addressing concussions in the sport. More than 4,500 ex-players filed a class action suit against the league, saying it hid the long-term dangers of brain injuries. It resulted in a $765 million settlement last year. This year, a judge removed the limit on damages. Parents at the Mom Safety event say they've heard of the concussion crisis, but admit to confusion about how to identify and treat concussions. Raylene Hernandez is the mom of a 7-year-old in North Denver.
If he were to get a concussion, would you let him play?
That would probably be up to him. He loves the game, and he would get back up and want to do it again.
Inside the Broncos Stadium, moms learn about proper helmet fit and listen to a presentation from Dr. Sue Kurilic. She's a concussion specialist.
I think the message to the kid from all adults needs to be, keep your brain safe, report symptoms.
Bobby Mestis directs youth and high school football for the Denver Broncos.
Football's a little under fire, and there's a lot of moms and dads who don't want their kids to play football.
He says if coaches get proper safety training and parents get better educated,
it can still be a safe sport for our kids.
But one of the league's toughest critics isn't sold on the mom safety program.
And this program didn't exist before there were articles saying that enrollment in football is down.
That's Chris Nowinski, who leads the Sports Legacy Institute. It advocates for research, treatment, and prevention of brain injuries. He credits the NFL with trying to educate parents, but faults the league for downplaying the dozens of players afflicted with chronic brain injuries. And he questions whether the Heads Up program can really make tackling safer.
And this is clearly a marketing program designed to get mothers comfortable with their kids playing football at a very young age, against the advice of a lot of doctors.
Even John Madden, a Hall of Fame coach, is raising questions. Madden said in a recent discussion on the league's NFL network, coaches can't learn techniques taught in the Heads Up football program in the hour and a half it takes to earn a certificate.
In all due respect to the program, I don't believe in it.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell responded by saying the program teaches a coach when a player needs medical attention. Madden then dropped a bombshell, saying young kids should not play tackle football and can play flag football instead.
I'm a firm believer that there's no way that a 6-year-old should have a helmet on and learn a tackling drill. There's no way. Or a 7-year-old or an 8-year-old. They're not ready for it.
It's not just football grappling with concussions. Hockey and college sports are too. Recently, a group of U.S. soccer players and their parents sued soccer's governing bodies. The suit targets the, quote, epidemic of concussion injuries in soccer worldwide and aims to limit how many times young players can head the ball. For 9-year-old Braylon Powell, he says if he's again sidelined by a head-rattling injury, he'll stay out.
So I won't get hurt even worse.
With the fall sports season underway and the magnitude of the concussion crisis still unfolding, those kinds of decisions are now the new normal. For Here and Now, I'm John Daly in Denver.
And listeners are weighing in on the Ray Rice story. Jane Bowman writes on our Facebook page that she finds the whole thing disgusting. Did the NFL need a second video to be outraged? Did they think Rice's fiance had fainted? The commissioner and the Ravens coach should resign immediately, Jane Bowman writes. Also, Natalie O'Hare says the story is beyond the NFL. Its action or inaction is apparently supported by fans who continue to buy tickets and merchandise. You can weigh in as well at facebook.com/hereandnowradio or hereandnow.org. You can also follow us on Twitter @hereandnow, @hereandnowrobin, @jeremyhobson.